I think the single most divisive issue in American Christianity today concerns the nature of the Bible. Many Christians, perhaps even a majority, I don't mean 98%, but more than half, are parts of Christian communities that affirm that the Bible is the inerrant Word of God, the infallible Word of God, and therefore factually and literally true in everything that it says. I mean, this is the basis for the evolution versus creation controversy that's so prominent in the States. By the way, we're the only country in the world that even has a controversy like that. But according to a number of polls I've seen, roughly half of American Christians believe that the universe and the earth are less than 10,000 years old. Now, why is that? Is it because of invincible ignorance or the utter failure of our public school system? No, it's because a good number of Christians belong to churches that teach biblical inerrancy or biblical infallibility, and they think that that means you've got to deny science whenever it conflicts with something in the Bible. Now, it's important to realize that the notion of biblical inerrancy, that it's free from errors, is not the ancient teaching of the church. Biblical inerrancy and biblical infallibility are both mentioned for the first time in the second half of the 1600s and became relatively common in a stream of Protestantism only in the last century. Fundamentalism, as a specifically named movement, began around 1910. Now, I mention that because a good number of Christians, as well as non-Christians, think that believing in biblical inerrancy is Orthodox Christianity. It's not at all. It's a modern development. Now, the alternative to biblical inerrancy and biblical infallibility is the recognition that the Bible is a human product. And to say that it's a human product means something very simple, that it's the product of two ancient communities. The Hebrew Bible, the Jewish Bible, the Christian Old Testament is the product of ancient Israel. The New Testament is the product of the early Christian movement. And it tells us what our spiritual ancestors in those two ancient communities thought. It tells us about their experiences of the sacred. It tells us about the stories they told about God. It tells us about what they thought life with God involved. It is their witness, their testimony. And our spiritual ancestors also canonized those documents, meaning they declared them to be sacred, to be constitutive for Christian identity and self-understanding. And to be Christian means to accept that this is our primary collection of documents. But it does not mean believing that they're inerrant or infallible or to be interpreted literally. The Bible is full of poetry. It's full of hymns. It also, of course, has many stories and narratives. But to insist on a literal interpretation of these not only raises questions like, what's the literal meaning of a poem? What's the literal meaning of a hymn? It also creates unnecessary problems by insisting that, say, the story of the talking snake in the second chapter of Genesis and the third chapter of Genesis, to insist that that really happened, I mean, it creates an unnecessary intellectual stumbling block. If we ran into a story in any other literature in the world that had a talking snake in it, two magic trees, a tree of the knowledge of good and evil, a tree of life, and so forth, we would instantly recognize that as a symbolic narrative, metaphorical narrative, or a myth, if you will. And then it's important to add, poetry can be true, but it's poetic truth. Myths can be true, but it's mythical truth. Thomas Mann's definition of myth here is wonderful. Thomas Mann said, a myth is a story about the way things never were, but always are. There never was a Garden of Eden. There never was a talking snake. And yet that story, understood mythically and symbolically, is a story about the way things always are. The fall happens again and again and again. So to talk about biblical inerrancy might genuinely come from a place of utter sincerity within a person. They might think that taking the Bible seriously means saying that it's inerrant. But ironically, to affirm biblical inerrancy and biblical literalism often involves not taking the Bible seriously at all.